Well, big dance or burst bubble? That's the question that will be answered this week at Chicago's United Center as the Big Ten men's basketball tournament gets underway. The first matchups are today. MSU and U of M get started in later rounds. Here to answer tourney questions, Al Martin of WKAR's Current Sports. Hi, Al.
How you doing, Mark?
Thanks for coming in early today.
Yeah, no problem. No problem, my man.
And Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press is on the phone. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Just great, thank you.
Great.
Al, there's a significant play-in for this year's Big Ten tournament. How does that work?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I think there's always been a sort of a myth surrounded by the play-in games. Well, first off, they love to dub it the first four, if you will. Now, that doesn't mean there's four teams playing at the beginning of the very first round of the tourney. There are eight teams, four games, that is. Now, if you look at the Big Ten right now, there are a few teams that aren't, quote-unquote, for sure as making the NCAA tournament. On the bubble, if you will, teams like Indiana, Illinois, actually ESPN's Joe Lunardi, I mean, he even has Purdue right now making the tournament as an 11th seed in Indiana, playing in the play-in game against BYU. So, I mean, if I had to choose right now which teams are really have to have a big showing out in Chicago to be eligible for a possible play-in game, that would be Indiana, Illinois, Purdue. Out of those three, Indiana, for me, has to have the biggest showing if they want to make the tourney this weekend.
Joe, what about you?
Yeah, no, I agree totally with that. Those are the three teams that are really playing to get in. You know, I think Purdue has been trending up. Of course, tough loss at Breslin Center last week, but still, that's a team that's really played well lately. Illinois, a huge game against Michigan tomorrow, really, I think, has to win that. But Indiana, I think you're right, Al. Indiana really is struggling, really fading here. There are people complaining about Coach Tom Crean. And, you know, this is a team that looked like a lock 3 weeks ago. So it's really, really struggled down the stretch, and I think absolutely better win at least one game and maybe needs to win two to get into the field.
Al Martin, what are the keys for MSU's success here?
Well, for me, I think when you look at this MSU men's basketball team, I think there's four layers to that discussion, Mark. First, I think Brandon Dawson, how healthy is he? Because I think that's one of the biggest questions going into this weekend. Of course, he ended his final game at the Breslin Center, of course, with concussion-like symptoms. He didn't play most of it. Then the game after that, he didn't play at all. And you know, you look at it, Brandon Dawson, I always say this team will go as far as Brandon Dawson takes them. When he is involved, when he's very active, I mean, it has a trickle-down effect to the rest of the team. Also, you know, they have to push the ball. They got to shoot well. Travis Trice and Denzel Valentine must continue to lead the backcourt. And they got to play solid defense. I mean, those are the staples for me if Michigan State wants to be successful this weekend.
Anything you'd add to that, Joe Rexroad?
No, I agree. You know, I do think Michigan State showed some things without Dawson last week. I never would have picked Michigan State to win at Indiana without Dawson or to come back against Purdue, against that big, rugged Purdue team. So, I mean, I think some role players are stepping up, which is big. I think you look at those three main guys, you know, they all got all Big Ten honors in some form this week, Dawson, Valentine, Trice. If they can all play at a high level, you know, I think this team has enough in terms of role players. You know, Matt Costello's playing better lately. You know, even Brent Forbes figuring some things out. Obviously, Marvin Clark doing some things. But I think you just have to have your top players play well. And if that's the case, then I think Michigan State can win multiple games in Chicago and maybe multiple games in the tournament to follow that one.
We're talking about the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. Play gets started today. Our guests are Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press and Al Martin of WKAR's Current Sports. What are the keys for U of M's success, Joe? Or Al, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I think when you look at U of M, it's been really surprising for me to see how this team, amongst, of course, the key injuries to guys like Derek Walton Jr., Caris LeVert, to see that this team hasn't given up. I mean, they have been in games, Mark, throughout this year. Spike Albrick, for me, has been, in my eyes, the most impressive guy on that squad. I mean, he continues to lead the charge for this team. He's never really turns the ball over throughout a game. Zach Irvin has shown glimpses of how good he can be. He's a bona fide scorer. He has to be a big contributor throughout this weekend as well. And other guys stepping up. I mean, how about Aubrey Dawkins? I mean, guys like Muhammad Ali, Abdur Rahman, Mar is what they call him for short. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But, you know, guys like Aubrey and Mar, and, you know, they've been in contention, Mark. So I really think, you know, those guys being the catalyst, Spike, Aubrey, Muhammad Ali, Abdur Rahman, those guys being the catalyst in scoring for this team, hey, they can make some noise.
Joe, Wisconsin will be aiming for a number one NCAA tournament seed. What will they need to do?
Yeah, well, definitely they need to win. They need to win the tournament, and I think they need to look good doing it, and they probably need some help on top of that. But, you know, the thing is, right now everybody has Duke and Virginia both with one seed, and I still think it's possible. Now, you know, if they were to meet in the final, maybe they'd still both get them, but if one of those teams can drop early, I think that could be one that could be available. You know, Villanova, I mean, Wisconsin needs one of those teams out there, Villanova, Virginia, Duke, to fall in its tournament, I think. And then the Badgers are right there for that one seed. Right now, that team is playing at a very high level, and I would call Wisconsin the strong favorite to win this tournament.
Is there a giant killer lurking out there, Joe, in the Big Ten or in the NCAA?
Well, you know, there's always something that's going to happen in the NCAA.
Sure.
In the Big Ten, you know, in the Big Ten, boy, I tell you what, I'll give you a team that I think is dangerous and an underachiever this year. You know, Minnesota has to play against Rutgers today, and then, you know, I would assume a win there, and then gets Ohio State tomorrow. Watch out for the Gophers. And if the Gophers win that, it would be a third game against Michigan State in 3 days. Michigan State would want revenge. But Minnesota is a team that has shooters, it has athleticism, has a really good big man in Mo Walker, and I think that's a team to watch here.
Last question for Al Martin. How many Big Ten teams and which ones might emerge as NCAA tournament teams?
You know, Mark, my lucky number right now is number six. I'm going with six. I think Wisconsin, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan State, Purdue, and Ohio State for me. I'm going with six teams.
Joe, quickly, what do you think?
I'm going to throw one more in there. I think Illinois is going to get in barely to make it seven.
Wow, how about that?
All right.
Great discussion. It all starts unfolding today, the Big Ten Men's Basketball Tournament at Chicago's United Center. Thanks to our guests, current sports host on WKAR, Al Martin, and Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press. Have fun, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot.